We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the fourth hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Now, if you live in Rhode Island, remember, next Saturday, the Stop and Shop on Greenwich Avenue in Warwick is having the 2009 Best Homegrown Tomato Challenge. We'd love to see you, and if you stop by the store, they'll give you an application and give you all the information about the tomato contest next Saturday, $6,000 in prizes, or check out the website, www.naturesweettomatoes.com, and we'll see you there. It's going to be a great Saturday morning. Hopefully Mother Nature will give us a nice sunny day, but it's going to be an awful lot of fun. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Charlotte on the line who's got a question about sterilizing soil.
Okay. Charlotte, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning. Actually, can I ask you two other quick questions before I ask about the soil? Does
sure.
Bob XR work for iris tubers?
It will work to prevent animals from chewing on it.
Yeah, that's
and,
what, I
and
know.
What you want to do is you take your iris tubers, wash them off with water to get all of the dirt out, and then set them in a container and let the tuber soak in the Bob-X for about 10 to 15 minutes before you plant, and that will keep the rodents from chewing at it.
Okay. My second question is, can I transplant a 7-foot blueberry bush? It's growing in the middle of my lilacs.
So it's
we put lime on the lilac, and I hear we don't put lime on blueberries.
Right. If you can wait until spring, I would say yes.
Okay.
The problem with trying to The thing is, if you pull it out of the ground now and it's entangled with the lilacs, you may not get enough of a root system, and it probably wouldn't survive the winter. But if you wait until March or April, then you can pull it out with a lot less chance of losing it during the season.
Okay. Now, sterilizing the soil, you mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. We do have tomato blight. And we lost about half our tomatoes. I was able to can about 11 quarts or 12 quarts around there. But we lost an awful lot of them. And my husband said he's going to plow stuff under. And I said, you can't do that. Paul Parent says don't do that. So I'm going out this morning and pull out all the tomato plants and put them in trash bags. But what can we do for the soil?
Okay, what this man? I mean, I was so thrilled. I spent a half an hour with him.
Is it Dyer? D Y E R.
D Y E R. James Dwyer. He told me, he said, this particular virus must have living tissue to survive the winter. And I said, well, if people clean their gardens really good, will that eliminate the problem? He said, for the most part, it will. But he said, for example, tomatoes. Okay? You've got tomatoes that, in the process of cleaning, got rotten. They fell on the ground, and you cleaned up the best you can, but you figured, oh, it's just a rotten tomato. I'll leave it there. Mother Nature will destroy the flesh of the tomato and the juice, but the seed that's in that tomato is a living organism. It's a living part of that plant, okay? If in the spring that seed gets the right conditions, it will grow a new tomato plant, like a volunteer. And a lot of us have that. I have that every year. I'll have little tomatoes come up here and there that I didn't plant from the tomatoes that fell off the plant. If that seed germinates and a new plant comes up, that plant contains the disease and is going to infect the whole garden. If you grew potatoes and you dug your potatoes, and I plant potatoes every year, I'll be digging them up, and you'll get these little potatoes that are about the size of a marble. You know, what good is that? So you just leave it in the soil. That potato is a living part of the plant, and it will survive the winter in the ground. It produces foliage next year in the rows of the potatoes that you've already planted. Now it infects everything. So what he's going to tell you is the most important part is to clean the garden. So pull all of the plants out. Trash bag. Send it out with the rubbish. Because your compost pile, I mean, I have a compost pile, and I love composting. And everything goes in there normally at the end of the year. The compost pile that you have in your backyard does not get hot enough to destroy the spore. If you were to go to a company that does commercial composting, because they're turning the pile and they're adding a lot of green matter to it, it gets hot enough. And you can almost see it steam, but your pile does not get that hot. It does break down, it does change the soil, but it doesn't create the amount of heat that it needs to destroy the virus. And that's the important thing. Now, for you to sterilize your soil in your garden, it just isn't possible. So as long as you clean the garden, and I have a meeting, my wife and I are going to another trade show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this coming week in Baltimore. And I have a meeting with a company that has a new, it's a streptomycin product, which is a natural disease suppressor. And they have compiled some information they're going to be giving me that will take care of cleaning the soil to sterilize it from this particular disease, and I'll have more information for you next Sunday. So I'm really excited about that, and that's why I go to these trade shows. It's a long day. We're in a convention center on a concrete floor from about 7 o'clock in the morning until 6-7 o'clock at night, and talking with people, we're getting a lot of new information about new products, and it really makes the gardening industry exciting. And that's what I'm going to be sharing with you. So don't panic. Just tell all of your friends, tell all of your neighbors that next Sunday from 7:30 to 8, James Dwyer, who is a crop specialist, University of Maine in Presque Isle, which is the big potato belt for New England. There are more potatoes produced there than any place in New England. And another thing he told us is if you grew potatoes, normally you could dig them, put them in your basement, and you can eat them all winter. They'll keep normally up to 6 months. Because of the disease, the plant is not as strong, and the holding of that potato in your basement is not going to be as long. The traditional length of a potato that you've dug is about 6 months. Most of us will eat it well before that. This potato, if it was infected and you lost all your leaves, will keep now less than 3 months. So you've lost about half of the storage capacity. The potatoes are still good. You can still eat them, but they won't keep because of this disease. And a lot of the potatoes that come from fields that were infected by the blight, those potatoes are not being bagged. They're being harvested, cleaned, and turned into French fries. That way they're frozen, and that disease spore that's in there is killed with the freezing, and you don't have to worry about it going bad on you. So if you grew your own potatoes, eat them faster than you normally do. Less rice, more potatoes, save the rice for after the first of the year. 800-259-9231.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulched leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrott Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Back to the Fall Parent Guidance Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have David on the line, who's got a question about setting up an organic garden.
Dave, good morning. How can we help you? Tell me a little bit about what's there now.
Good morning, Paul. This garden is, they're about 30 plots, 25 by 25, and there are a lot of paths in between them.
Yeah,
and the paths now are overgrown with grasses, all sorts of grasses. Probably a lot of them are just the remnants of the rye grass that was planted as a green.
Right.
This is on Cape Cod, and I want to know how best to get rid of the grasses in the path. I've used several different methods. But it takes a lot of work to take them out by a hoe.
Oh,
and
it
I wonder
take
if there's anything
way.
That is available to cut these grasses down.
Okay, and you want something that's going to be organic?
Like something that's organic, yes.
Yeah. The only product that's organic that will kill it, the company that makes Milky Spore Disease, they have a product called Burnout, number 2. It's reformulated. And Burnout 2 is a vinegar-based product that has other things in it. But you spray it on the foliage during the heat of the day, and it does a pretty good job. It's not like a chemical that gets into the roots and kills the roots and all. But with maybe 2 or 3 applications of this, it will eventually destroy it pretty good. But other than that, there really isn't anything that's natural that will keep it out. One thing that if you really want to get rid of them would be to get a type of landscape fabric, and just lay it down on top of it. I was at a home in Rhode Island about 4 or 5 years ago, and I had a man like you that wanted to kill all of the grasses. He didn't want to use any chemicals, and he was enlarging his garden every year. And he said, I want to show you what I found that works really well. He went to the dump, and there was an old piece of carpet that somebody had thrown out. He brought the carpet home. He laid it right on top of the grass. And within probably 4, 5, 6 weeks, because the carpet blocked all the sunlight, everything that was there was dead. And then he rototilled and took the carpet, and he moved it to the next place. So, I mean, you could use, like, cardboard, something that will totally block the sunlight, and lay it right down, and that will work well. But landscape fabric comes in a roll that's, you know, 2 feet wide, 3 feet wide, 4 foot wide, and you just lay it down and pin it, and the place where you buy the fabric will sell these pins that you push into it, into the soil. That way the wind doesn't blow it up. But to me, that would be the fastest and the best. And that way when the grasses die, you can walk on this fabric and you won't get all muddy. So I would try that. And if you want to save a few dollars, have people in the gardens give you wire coat hangers. And take some wire cutters and cut your coat hangers in about 6-inch pieces. Bend them in half so that you've got a 3-inch bobby pin. Push it right through the fabric, and that will pin it to the ground. And that way the wind isn't going to blow it all over the place. But I think if you use a fabric, not a plastic landscape fabric, but an actual fabric type, and your local nursery will have that. So rather than the rolls of plastic, you want something that feels just like cloth. And that will block all the sunlight, let the water through, and keep the mud out, and less likely to blow with the wind. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And one more time, I want to remind you about next Sunday, 7:30 to 8. We're having James Dwyer from the University of Maine, and he is going to tell you everything that you need to know about the tomato blight and the potato blight. He's a crop specialist, and he is a professor at the Extension Service at the University of Maine. And he made me feel a lot better. So he'll be on. And if your station doesn't carry the show at that point, look on the Internet. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, and it's P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. If you live in Rhode Island, you can probably listen on 680 AM, WRKO. They carry the program from 6 until 8, and that way you can listen in. But tell all of your friends and all of your neighbors, if they have problems with the blight, that next Sunday, 7:30 to 8, is the time to listen to the show. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Michelle on the line who has a few questions for you here.
Okay, Michelle, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for your program.
You're welcome.
I have three questions. This year, my chrysanthemum nippon are 5 feet tall. If they ever bloom, may I cut them down to a reasonable height?
Also, okay, and what was your second question?
My second question is, you mentioned one, a good laxative for a mole. I would like to know the name and how to apply it. And third, would polyester resin hurt the bare surface of a tree, which has to be cut down on account of a big bowl inside a hole?
Now, what was the plant again?
Chrysanthemum nippon. I mean, that, I think they call them Long Island Montauk Daisy.
Montauk Daisy. Okay. Yes. Montauk Daisy is a wonderful plant. I started with 3. I think I have about 20 right now. The Montauk Daisy is not blooming yet. And I was looking at mine, and I have a few buds visible, and I opened up the tips of the branches, and there's buds. Montauk Daisy is a perennial, and it will normally bloom the end of September into the whole month of October, even with a frost. They're beautiful. It's a white daisy with a yellow center, and it blooms when there's nothing else. So when your chrysanthemums are done blooming, when there's nothing in bloom in your yard, your fall asters are all done blooming, and it looks kind of bleak, the Montauk Daisy is in bloom. Now, when the frost hits it, I cut my Montauk Daisies down to about 15 inches. I just chop them right down. And it's nothing but sticks. In the spring, those sticks are filled with kind of a blue-green foliage, big fat buds, and they'll explode. And they will grow to 4 feet tall in 1 year. So what I do is the 4th of July, I cut it in half. I take all of the new growth, and I just dip them in rooting powder, push them in the ground, and I start new plants. It's that easy. You don't need to root them in pots. You just dig a hole, dip them in rooting powder, push it into the hole, and keep the ground wet, and they root. But it's important that around the 4th of July, you cut it back, and that makes them bushier, fuller, and it controls the height. But it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So don't worry about cutting it back now. Enjoy the flowers. And then in around Thanksgiving is when I usually cut them back. Otherwise, it's just going to get taller and taller and taller. Now, for mole in the basement, the name of the fungicide is Captan. C-A-P-T-A-N. Captan. C-A-P-T-A-N. It's a powder. And Captan is the most widely used fungicide in the country. Anything that's plastic, a good quality plastic, has Captan in it to prevent the plastic from getting the green mold. The bumper on your car has Captan in it. Otherwise, it would look like some of your patio furniture all green. And my wife had wicked allergies. She was getting a shot every single week. That's how bad it was. So her doctor had me take 5 teaspoons of Captan to a gallon of water, and I put it in a pump can that you pressurize. And what I did is I pulled most of the things away from the walls in the basement. I opened up the windows in the cellar. I opened up the bulkhead doors to let the air come in, and I put on one of those paper mask on my nose and mouth so that I wouldn't breathe some of the mist. And I sprayed the walls all the way around. And then I started in the back and I sprayed the floors with a light mist and went outside. I put 2 fans in my basement. One going north to south, blowing the air, and the other one south to north, so that it circulated the air in the basement to help it to dry faster. So choose a day with no rain in the forecast, nice and mild. Open up the cellar to let all the air in. Spray it. Turn on the fans and stay out of it for a couple of hours. It'll be all dry. And then you can close it up. And it kills the mold and that musty smell. And everything is much, much better in your basement. But it's CapTan, CapTan. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Rosalind, who's calling about hostas.
Rosalind, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Mine's kind of a quick question. My niece has offered me a piece of her overgrown hosta, and I don't know whether I should take it now or perhaps wait till spring.
Hosta you can do in any time of the year.
Okay.
I mean, you can't kill that plant.
Okay.
So, you know, have her dig it up now. And what you're going to do, the clump that she digs up, if it's got big leaves, cut the leaves in half.
Ah.
And the reason for that is it will compensate for some of the roots that she had to cut when she dug it to you. So it balances the top of the plant with what's going to be in the ground. There's less stress, and it gets established a lot faster. And
great.
The one thing that I've found is when you go to your local garden center, pick up either Biotone, and Biotone is made by Espoma, the people that make Holytone. And Biotone has mycorrhiza in it. And mycorrhiza is a form of bacteria that lives in your ground that stimulates root growth. And it will basically double the size of your roots in 30 to 60 days. So either Biotone by Espoma, or there's a company called Organica, and they have something called Plant Growth Activator. And it's a powder. You sprinkle it in the ground, work it into the soil, and plant directly into it. And that has mycorrhiza and a lot of other types of microbes that will help your plants. Since I've been using the Plant Growth Activator and the Biotone, my plants are bigger, they flower more, and last year I planted perennials underneath a Crimson King maple. And I tell this story because it's so amazing to me. We have a Crimson King maple on each side of the driveway. It's about 3 inches in diameter. And over the past 5, 6, 7 years, it grows about 6 to 8 inches a year. Last year, I planted about 25 perennials under it. This spring, the new growth on that tree, and I fed it nothing, it just had the Plant Growth Activator that I used last spring. The new growth on that Crimson King maple was 22 inches. My neighbor is blown away by it, and so am I. I look at that tree, and I can't believe how much it grew. Normally 6 to 8, up to 22 inches, and the only food it got was Plant Growth Activator by Organica. Give it a try. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Evelyn, who has 3 questions for you about transplanting and a couple other things.
Okay. Evelyn, good morning. Give me those lists, and we'll work together.
Very good. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. First one is tips for transplanting blackberry and black raspberry bushes this fall. Second
okay.
one, it's from a friend who has an established bed I'll be transplanting. Second question, instructions for planting an organic lawn now, what to put down, what kind of line is best, the steps on how to put that lawn down. And third question on milky spore. Years ago, everybody was saying, oh, it won't work here in southern New Hampshire, wanting to know if it's been a new advanced milky spore or whatever, but can you put it down in the Manchester, New Hampshire area, and will it succeed, like, for 10 years as told? So those three questions, please. I appreciate it very much.
Okay. on your blackberries, what you want to do is you, if you want to dig them now, you want to dig them and get as large of a root system as possible. And what will happen is the plant that you are going to be moving, you want to try and select a plant that did not fruit this year. So when you look at the raspberry bed, you're going to see a lot of new shoots coming out of the middle. That's what you want to dig. The reason is, if you dig the plants that produce berries this year, next year they will not produce fruit. So you want to get the young, strong, and very actively growing seedling shoots coming out. If you plant the ones that bloom this year, they're not going to bloom, and you're going to have nothing but foliage, and they're not as vigorous. So you can dig them now, or you can wait until the spring. If you dig them in the spring, what you're going to do is you're going to cut them down so they're only a foot tall. The ones that you dig now, dig them out with the leaves, and let them go through the normal process. But next spring, cut them down to a foot. It sends the energy down to the roots so that it produces side shoots. And the more side shoots you get, the more fruit that you'll have in the long run. So do that either now or in the spring. We're coming up on a break, and I'll tell you about an organic lawn and milky spore. But milky spore in a colder climate takes longer to become established. And I'll tell you an alternative to it. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944.
1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf-Hunter Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf-Hunter Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf-Hunter Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafHunterSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf-Hunter Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafHunterSafes.com. That's GrafHunterSafes safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Evelyn. Instead of using Noki Spore, the new way, and it's a product that was developed in Toronto, Canada, and I met the people at a trade show last week, and I'll be talking more this week with them. Instead of using Noki Spore in cold climates, the answer is nematodes. And these are microscopic worms that you put in a bottle sprayer. You spray your lawn with it. And for the entire year, they will kill all of the grub-type insects in your lawn. Unfortunately, during the winter, they're all killed by the freezing of the ground, most of them. But from April until November, any grub that's in your lawn will be killed with the nematodes. And if you want to have an organic lawn, one of the companies that has the best product is called Organica. And they have a four-step program with weed preventers as well as fertilizers and different formulations for different times of the year. Go to your local garden center, Organica, or on the internet, O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A, Organica.com. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Dee on the line. She's got a question about blueberries for you.
Okay. Dee, what's your question about blueberries?
I enjoy listening to you. You're very knowledgeable. I just purchased two blueberry bushes, and they're about 3 feet high. And according to the directions, it says keep them in the sun area 6+ hours. Is that correct?
The more sun the blueberries get, the better they're going to do for you. And the other thing the blueberries like, they do not like the heat of summer. They'll grow better, but what happens is if your soil dries out, the blueberries fall. So what I want you to do, Dee, is anytime now, buy a bag of regular bark mulch at your local garden center. And make the bark mulch about 3 inches thick and make a circle around each plant the width that the plant has spread. So if the plant is 3 feet tall and 4 feet wide, you're going to spread that bark mulch in a 4-foot circle around your plant, 2 to 3 inches thick, and that will ensure that during the heat of summer, the berries don't fall. They hate lime. Never lime them. And use a fertilizer for holly and rhododendron, which would be holly tone. If you can do that spring and fall, you'll have enough blueberries for the whole street. Thank you, Dee. Jared, I think we got one more.
Okay, we have Marilyn on the line who's calling about mildew on some phlox.
Marilyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my phone call. I heard you talking earlier about phlox and mildew, and I did have some phlox with mildew on them, so I removed the leaves, which is what you said to do, and threw them away.
Yep.
The plants were overcrowded, and I moved the plants to another garden where they were, where there was more space.
Yes.
But I don't know if that was the right thing to do or not. I don't want to spread this mildew to another garden, so I'd like to know what you think.
Okay. That mildew on phlox will only affect phlox. It will not affect any other perennial or annual in your garden.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the tall phlox does get powdery mildew. So what you want to do in the fall, cut the plant flush to the ground, rake around it, and get rid of as many leaves as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, fertilize the plant with either Biotone from Espoma that has mycorrhizae. That will help a great deal. Or Plant Growth Activator by Organica. Both of these have mycorrhizae that will double the size of the root system and help to fight off disease. Now, 4th of July, I want you to buy a fungicide called Serenade. Serenade is an all-organic, all-natural fungicide. And if you were to spray your tall phlox the 4th of July, wait 2 weeks, spray it again, wait 2 weeks, and spray it a third time, your tall phlox will stay green all the way to the ground. So Plant Growth Activator or Biotone to stimulate the root system to make it stronger, and Serenade Organic Fungicide early July, mid-July, and early August, and you're all set. Have a great week, everybody. But remember, next Sunday, 7:30, James Dwyer, tomato and potato diseases.